Lord, open our lips, so our mouths may praise you. Blessed are you, Lord our God, Redeemer and King of all. To you be glory and praise forever. From the waters of chaos you drew forth the world, and in your great love fashioned us in your image. May we, the first fruits of your creation, rejoice in this new day that you have made. May Christ, your light, ever shine from our hearts as we offer our sacrifice of praise. Trinity God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, may your holy name be blessed forever. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. So the reading for today is Proverbs 8, 1-11. If you want to follow along, it should be on the screen, but it's also on page 641. That's Proverbs 8, 1-11. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the highest point along the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gate leading into the city, at the entrance she cries aloud. To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all humanity. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, set your hearts on it. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are upright to those who have found knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Kind of brings up two questions for me. The first one that's been slightly irritating me since we started Proverbs of, who is she? Wisdom. Is wisdom just a literary device that the author's using? Where does she come from? If you sort of look at some of the early church fathers and where they were trying to work out who Jesus was, wisdom and the word get used quite a lot. Logos and Sophia. It's kind of interesting that with Irenaeus, where he talks about Logos and Sophia as being the hands of God, Logos being Jesus, and then you have Sophia. And by the way, Sophia, Philo, Sophia, philosophy, love of wisdom, the Greeks. So you have wisdom, on the other hand, which was feminine, Sophia, and same as Ruach, which would be the Hebrew word for spirit. I'm not entirely convinced by the argument that wisdom definitely is the Holy Spirit in this, but there's been a strong link between them for a very long time, which is where that opening music came from. So the second question is, we see here wisdom crying out, standing on a hill beside the gate leading into the city. She cries aloud. It's quite hard for us to ignore, probably, if we're paying a little bit of attention. But now with the Holy Spirit, not only is she standing on a hill where the paths meet, wisdom is now inside us. We have God's wisdom. How are we going to choose to listen to that? As an instruction, we're told that we should be trying to gain wisdom. But I don't know about you guys, it's very easy for me to ignore. Just pause for a moment. Ask God in our hearts, where do you want us to see your wisdom? We who are simple want to gain prudence. We who are foolish set our hearts on your wisdom. Amen. God the sender, send us. God the sent, come with us. God the strengthener of those who go, empower us that we may go forever and wherever with you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Thank you for joining me for morning prayers. We should have breakfast downstairs shortly.